New year.
We're back. We're back, and our guest from the last show. Just this mic is hot.
Yeah.
Are you checking me? Are you checking me?
I always check you.
Well,
I said,
meant
trust,
here. I don't mean my crotch.
But
I mean
verify.
This. Oh man. You can tell.
When Julie's here, she hides the time from me.
I know. She does.
She doesn't let me see the time.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know why that. She likes to be in full control.
It's a control thing.
Yeah, full control.
Yeah.
For sure. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
It's another show. We're enjoying having some libations at Traeger's. Where we record. Man, I don't know if I can get this out and still sound sober. Where we record Male Encounters of the Life Kind. Our guest from the previous show is hanging out with us as well.
Yeah.
Put that up and sit down.
I was going to leave, but, you know, I got rolled, so I came back.
But I think we're going to try to, you know, I thought the last topic, I was just pissed. I mean, I'm just tired of that political stuff. The ads, politicians not saying what they're going to do. They're just going to bash the other candidate. So today, though, I think, you know, let's try to be helpful. And I know you have a series going on. I want to address some of this stuff that, because we had a show about be an employee like a boss.
Or yeah.
I don't remember what I titled it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that didn't mean necessarily that what I was getting at is that you can be the best employee by acting like you know what you're doing and fulfilling those things.
Yeah.
Not acting, but doing.
But actually doing it.
Actually doing it. Yeah, that was a bad term. I was trying to sound really smart. Okay, I just.
Just don't.
Okay, well. The dogs from the doghouse and the drinks, you know.
I know.
Nancy has made me these old fashions. And, oh my God!
We're at Traeger's, of course.
Yeah. Traeger's Bar.
Yeah.
And
you're drinking old fashions.
Old
like,
fashions.
Like she continually brings you drinks that you're just loving.
So far she's not served me a bad one, yet.
Yeah.
And of course yours is the same, and freaking Jameson and a touch of water. Wave the water bottle over.
There's nothing that you can do to go wrong with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think Nancy can mess that up. And of course Bill's having beer. But I think he might try Moscow Mule. His eyes kind of lit up when she served that one.
Yeah, we were just discussing that.
I'm talking
last
about the
show.
Moscow Mule, not her.
Oh yeah, the drink looked pretty good too.
Yeah. But I want to talk about some of these stuff about setting as a boss.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But set clear expectations and then set attainable goals.
Yes.
The expectation is to always have a goal, but the big thing is make sure that it's attainable, right? You got to start.
Well, So expectations are things that are expected
of you.
Goals
are different. Yeah,
are something to reach for. They need to be just out of reach, but set so that you can reach them if you put in the effort to reach them, right? So two different things, two ends of the spectrum on an employee's performance. And that's why I put so much importance on those, because I have been in a lot of workplaces. 31 now, I think. Where if they did an evaluation system, the best evaluation systems were always inflated. So an example would be like in the Air Force. When I was in the Air Force, there was an evaluation system 1 to 5. 5 being you freaking walk on water. 4 being you're a pretty badass. But it was so inflated that if everyone got a 5, if you didn't get a 5, which means you're absolutely superior, there's no one on this planet that's better than you, if you didn't get that, something is wrong. Because everyone gets a 5.
Right.
So if you've got a 4, which means you're incredible. You're so awesome. you're not the best on the planet, but you're awesome. That's a really good evaluation. But no, not in an inflated system. And so it's important for employees to, they need to know what's expected of them. They need to know where they stand.
The guidelines need
they
to
need
be
to
set.
Know right. when they've screwed up and when they are meeting expectations. And so setting clear expectations, even if you don't do anything but just that, just set very clear expectations.
Okay, so let me just tell you from a retail sales standpoint.
Yeah.
To me, that's one and the same, because I'm going to give you a goal, and my expectation is for you to meet that goal.
Okay.
And once you hit that goal, then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to raise it.
Raise the bar.
Raise the bar, because I want you to be better. The whole idea is to make you better. I used to tell people I want them making more money than I am. And the only way, and when you're in straight commission, I mean, that's all you're doing. And it's separated, because I would have associates that would say to me, okay, I give them a goal, and they would struggle and make that goal.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe another week at the same goal, you know? So I give them a few weeks so they felt comfortable at that goal.
Right.
And once they felt comfortable, then I would raise that goal. And usually it wasn't anything less than like at least 10%. But in some cases, I would evaluate the employee and the way they were reacting. I might even give them a 20% increase. The guys and ladies, men and women both, that took that 20% increase and ran out the office door, couldn't wait to see if they could get that for that week, were the people that just kept getting, I could set them goals each time they hit, and they would always maintain. The other ones that didn't, that were happy with just the one goal, usually ended up leaving. Because I didn't want somebody that just wanted to be mediocre and sit in one spot.
Right.
So I did that pretty much. I try to do that with my kids too. It was the same principle, is that, you know, here's your goal, you get that, and we're going to go, let's see if we can't go a little higher. I want them to do the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different than having separate. My expectations are, my clear expectations to you is to make this goal. So it's a little different.
Right. And so the way I'm defining those is that an expectation is something like, a general expectation is you are to show up on time every shift that you work.
You know, that's just sad, because that was a given when I first started in this.
Right.
But nowadays,
it's not.
So that's a solid point. I'll
and
give
here's
you that.
What happens. It's
15
so,
minutes early before you're assigned to work.
Right.
That was just, you just did it.
Here's what happens nowadays. It's so not a given that employees that do it, that show up on time every day, they expect something for that.
Yeah, that's
like,
not
dude,
right.
I'm here every day. Hey, man.
Cody.
So I know that there are employers out there, I've heard this kind of thing. Dude, I'm here every day. I clock in on time every day. Yeah, that's why you get a paycheck,
right.
Genius. You're not getting anything else. You're not entitled to anything. You're doing the absolute minimum. Congratulations.
So are you...
So those are expectations.
Okay, I get
those
it.
Are, you are expected to do that, or your job is in jeopardy.
I get that.
And then a goal is something that to then reach for. And you want your employees to reach for those goals, because in the process of reaching for those goals, they're becoming better employees.
Right,
your
right.
profits are going up, or something, or your costs are going down, whatever. Your business is getting better. So you want them to reach those goals. And in reaching the goals that you've set them, you want to reward them for that. And I go through a whole thing of what kind of rewards. There's a ton of rewards, different kinds of rewards. You can reward people in all kinds of different ways for all kinds of different things. Like, you get an extra paid day off.
Right.
Or maybe a non-paid day off.
Just a day off.
Yeah. Like, some people just need some time to do stuff, you
regroup.
Know?
Regroup.
Yeah. And so unpaid days off don't have to be like a punishment. You know, they could just be, you're completely excused from work for this time period. We're not going to pay you for it, but we're not going to ding you for it either, you know? So there's all kinds of ways to reward people, but like promotions, bonuses, raises. So raises, I reserve for people who have created a long-term increase in revenue or a long-term decrease in costs to our giving, because a raise is, they've got a raise. That's a long-term pay adjustment.
It's not just for a week.
Yeah. So a raise is a long-term deal. So I need to see a long-term benefit in my company before you deserve a long-term benefit to your paycheck. And a bonus could be awarded for somebody that's created a temporary raise in revenue or a temporary reduction in cost or something like that. Maybe they sign that big client or something, and maybe they deserve a bonus for that. It's a one-time payment, like, hey, awesome, there you go. And salespeople are quite familiar with that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're paid commissions, and so your commission goes way up when you sign that really big client, you know. But not everybody works in that environment. So a bonus, that's how I view that. A promotion would be reserved for somebody that's gone through that whole system of the goals, and in those goals, you're probably going to need to start grooming them for a promotion. And how to supervise people, how to manage people, how to manage programs, how to create reports, how to do stuff. In other words, how to step up out of the lower level job that you're in into a higher level job where you need to do these sorts of things. And then you promote people that open the opportunity to bring more people in underneath them, and have those people that just were superstars for you to get the promotion train the people under them to be like they are and to do what they just did, which elevates everybody.
So, and to add their take on it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to make a bunch of just yes people. You want them to be able to change and do whatever to help make the company better. In sales, it was all about margin. So my salespeople were paid. Their commission got higher when they sold higher margin stuff.
Right.
Because the company makes more money.
Right.
The more money, and at that time, the company that I was working for believed in rewarding those people for making those margins. That kind of has fallen. But I don't know about, the only commission salespeople I know of anymore are car salespeople.
Really?
And they're a pain in the ass. because I can only say that because I were one too, you know.
Right, yeah.
And it's a straight commission job. But I don't know any other jobs that are straight commission. It's all, so it's hard. It was always easy to dangle that carrot in front of those people, like, you know, well, listen, I'm not making enough money. Okay, well.
Here's what you got to do.
You got to sell. You're coming to work on time.
Yeah.
You're not taking too long for lunch. You're not leaving early. You're not doing all of that. But you are in a commission job. So the only way you can do it is let me train you even better to step up a notch. You know, the whole idea is for you to make more money than I, and maybe even work me out of my job.
Yeah.
I would love if you took my job. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah.
It'd make me feel great.
Yeah.
But it's a little different in the other world where you are either on salary, because I'm kind of going through that now. It's a little different. And I don't want to be the boss. I just want to make my salary. So I want to get something from this. I don't know that I've had any clear-cut goals set for me.
No,
there
it's
has
not
been
normal.
Some. They have set expectations.
Because the examples you give were from an international retailer.
Right, right.
And so big companies usually have some kind of program in place for training and development and a growth plan within the company and that kind of thing. But smaller companies usually don't.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, most of the time they don't even know how. All right. I got way too deep. So let me take a break and we'll come back. How about that?
Don't touch that dial. or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
We're here at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Here in Farmington, New Mexico.
Felicia Flores, you work with a lot of first-time home buyers. What do you suggest is the first step in buying a home?
I'm glad you asked that, Julie. The first step, I would suggest that you go see a lender, maybe even up to three, just to shop around and get the best rate that you can get.
What do you think is a good down payment to save up for?
As low as about 3.5%.
Interesting.
It could fluctuate from there.
And for more information, you can visit our website, goldendoorfarmington.com.
Our phone number is 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take different fragrance load, percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. All of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable, it's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax. Grand Pacific, Russ with an E, because it's luxury.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
Oh, I'll be Bach.
Bach.
You be Beethoven.
Right. No, I like Bach better.
Okay, I'll be Beethoven then.
I'll just go to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Now,
Felicia does a great impression of that. Yes.
She does. Yeah. Get to the chopper now.
I just realized when I said it out loud, I've never tried to do that impression. And I thought, oh my God, Felicia's so much better at that than I am.
A little Mexican is better at it than you are.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to like it. We were talking about her. We better talk about Julie. Hi, Julie. We love you. Okay, I want to give equal time, man, to my prima donnas.
Yeah, yeah. to my prima donnas.
Oh shoot! I lost my whole train of thought. Okay.
We were talking about expectations and goals
as an employee. All right, let's kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about being a boss. Your glasses dirty?
No, they're just bugging me.
Okay.
I'm so used to seeing the world without them. It bugs me when I have them on.
Really? Yeah. You know what I noticed about my glasses when I first got them? I could see the leaves on the trees. They don't. Those brown things out there. Were just the stuff on the top are just big green blurs. I thought most of my life I thought it was just a big green blur. Never had any idea where leaves came from.
My biggest benefit is night driving. So at night, All the lights are really pretty, but it's not conducive to driving because every single light is this really amazing starburst pattern.
Right.
It's just this thing that like branches out. And so like two headlights on an oncoming vehicle merge into one big, huge, amazing bright light that just drowns out everything around it. So, yeah.
So well, let me ask you this, because I'm 3:30 in the morning, I'm on the highway.
Yeah.
Hit a deer. Yeah. You know, I think I already said this, but I've traveled that road all hours of the day, night, since the 70s.
Yeah.
Actually, late 60s. All hours.
Yeah.
Never hit a single deer. Never even came close. I might have hit a skunk or two, but never a deer. I don't know. A few weeks ago, brand new vehicle. Hadn't had it 5 weeks.
Right.
And I had a kamikaze deer run right up. But it's that situation you're talking about with the lights, because that brought that up. Because there was a truck coming towards me. It was a two-lane, had his brights on, and I was concentrating on trying to get him to shut those brights off.
Yeah.
I had just stopped doing about 70 miles an hour because there was a car in front of me. My vehicle has that smart radar.
Right.
Started slowing me down. Otherwise, probably would have set the airbags and everything off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm blinded by these lights, and it's like I told the insurance lady, I'm sure you've heard this a million times if you heard it once. It came out of nowhere. Right. That's what it felt like. I mean, I didn't see it until it was like two steps away from the front of my vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, there's this one quick hop and boom, got it.
Yeah.
Perfectly broadsided that thing. I'm sure I've fed some woodland creatures. I think Bill even actually saw it.
Well, what was left of it.
Yeah. On the
side of the road. You weren't the only one to hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
By the time I went home around noon, it was more like...
Hamburger?
Olive Garden puked right there in the middle of the road. Well, meat sauce something.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I think that, one of our sponsors, summertime sponsor.
Cody's here.
Is here. I think his lovely wife might be with him. I don't know. I can't quite see who's over there.
I need glasses.
Oh, yeah. No,
No wife.
Looks like friends.
I don't see Ryan.
Nancy, say hello.
Hello.
You're a big radio star now.
Oh, look at me go.
She said look at her toe.
Yeah. Took her right up on that, I noticed.
Gotcha.
Hey, well, she asked, or she said, it wasn't even an ask, it was a request. Right? She didn't ask. She said, look at me. Go, never mind.
Yeah.
I took it as an imperative.
Okay.
It was an imperative.
There you go.
It wasn't even a request. It was elevated from a request. So imperative.
It's better. Okay.
Yeah, the only thing missing was now.
Now.
Yeah, I like the finger snap, too. That's pretty good. All right. So set clear expectations. Set obtainable goals. And I like this other one on here. I don't know how far you want to go on this, but... provide a plan for growth.
Yes.
And job training. I wonder.
Yeah.
Why would they need job training, Ken? We don't want to... We would like to stay away from on-the-job training, right? We want to train them before
I don't remember if I said this off mic or on mic, but... So...
Mike's not here anymore.
Imagine... So think about the military. If you've never been in the military, this is exactly what the military does. It's mostly high school graduates.
Right.
Dumbasses straight out of high school that think they know something but literally don't know anything. They're not prepared for anything. They have no skills. Nothing. That's what the military does, is they hire those people.
But see... And that's based on a principle. This is being non-military, okay, and thinking about dodging the draft and moving to Canada, all that, you know, when I was younger. Because the Vietnam War was a worthless war, like a lot of them you get into.
Yeah.
So, but they teach, they break them down to the bare minimum and then build them up.
Well, they have to destroy your bad habits.
There you go.
Right? They need to cut the cord between you and mommy.
Yep.
Is what they need to do. Sometimes you're on your own. You're standing on your own. You are not the most perfect child that ever walked the earth. You are not.
Regardless of what your mother said.
Yeah. Forget. That's exactly. It's undoing the programming, the unhealthy programming that your parents fed you full of. Whether that program was positive or negative, they're undoing that.
Right.
And so, so they take people in and they send them to boot camp, which is kind of an onboarding program.
Right.
When you're kind of making equivalent to other companies, that's an onboarding program. And then you move from that to job training, immediately into job training. And guess what? It doesn't matter how long you're in the military, the job training never ends. Ever.
But shouldn't it be that way? I mean...
It should be that way.
Honest to God, I mean, why would you not continue to want to train?
Right.
I'm hoping at my age I can still learn things.
So that's my point, is companies need to implement job training.
Continual job training. Yeah.
Expectations for job training and goals to reach for job training. And once you reach those goals... Presumably, you're going to move into a higher position. Now you have a different position with different expectations, different goals, and you're going to need to meet those. And so you'll need other kinds of training, you know? So as a supervisor, you need different job training than you do as a frontline worker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And as a manager, as a mid-level manager, you need different kind of job training. As a C-level executive, you need different kind of job training than you do, you know, mid-level managers. So, yeah, it shouldn't ever end.
It
just progresses into the thing that's appropriate.
I think what loses a lot of, well, in the last few places that I've worked at, I think even like people that are in management positions, I respect them to a point, but I don't think they get the proper training on how to delegate and follow up, not ride roughshod.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing I saw when I left the military and went into the civilian world, is it was utter freaking anarchy. I couldn't believe how anything ever got done anywhere, ever. It was anarchy. There were people managing and supervising people that has never had a day of training on how to actually do that properly.
Right.
And that is the most common thing out there, is that most people have never had training on how to supervise people, no. How to manage people, any of that. We talked about it. We touched on that before. At the very beginning, in airman leadership school, before you ever get promoted to an NCO, a non-commissioned officer, before you become a sergeant or above, they're giving you supervisor training and things like how to create and read reports, you know?
Right.
And since you're grooming to become a supervisor in the near to distant future, things like suicide prevention training, you know, even to that level.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We touched on that.
You know, and that was never discussed in any of the management training that I went to. And I kind of think I wish it had been.
Yeah.
Not that I ever had an issue, but I had people that worked for me that, they got promoted up, I felt like they became suicidal.
Yeah, if you have people working for you, you should know the signs of, oh my God, I think that dude's in trouble, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I noticed you're pretty in tune to that, because we've had a conversation about mutual person that we know that you think is on the edge.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I won't mention
any
names.
I've been on that edge.
Right.
That's why I understand that mindset a lot. And as it applies to a prior military person, there's like all these aspects that come in there. I'm worried about him. Yeah.
You know, and I take it as become not military training, but management training. And I think he's a pain in the ass. But, you know, that's because I don't have time for that. And that's how it was in retail as well.
Right.
I mean, in most companies are that same way. They don't have time.
You know,
so teaching, they don't have time to mess with that. So teaching that, I think I would love to have that kind of training. Honest to God. I worked for at the time, was the world's largest retailer. And they put us through training on a regular basis, not just as a employee or a salesperson or just a regular employee, but in management. They trained us how to train our employees and so on and so forth. And I don't think companies focus on that much anymore. Even large companies, I don't think they focus on
that. Some of them do. Some of them do varying degrees of development of their employees.
All right, Ken,
depends.
This really has gotten a lot more than I thought. So hang on, we got to take another break. Stand by.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, Hi, I'm Celeste. I'm from Prager's Bar across the street from the college here in Farmington. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our full menu at Prager'sBar.com.
I'm Nancy, also at Prager's Bar. We have trivia every Wednesday. We have different themes, lots of prizes, and we're about to start single every other Thursday.
We have the garage door now, and then we have our full food truck. Got a lot of good food in there.
At Prager's, my favorite drink to make here is an old-fashioned.
5170 College Boulevard, Suite 106. Best view in Farmington from a patio. All right, guys, as always, here at Traeger's, it's Pinkies Down.
Thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happened in the Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, a serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far, but you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Gay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
The C, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Oh, I'm not, you know what, there's so many things that I want to say.
It's another topic.
I like the term serial kisser, though, so I'm going to keep that in my back pocket for later
use. You know who you are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's going to be listening, and she's going to kick your ass. That's what she's going to do. You know who you are.
Yes.
So I want to get on that list. So, you know who you are.
Put David on the list.
Put me on that list. All right, we're talking about we've hit both sides of being an employee and being a boss, and we talked about setting. And you know, if this doesn't necessarily. This could be. Let's say you're retired. Okay, let's say you're retired, or maybe you don't have to work. Whatever the case may be, you can still set this kind of stuff. Man, I'm spinning up. I'm not spinning. You can still set these kind of goals or follow this summary that you have here in your personal life as far as doing...
Making
yourself better, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think you should set expectations for yourself, clear expectations for myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to be able to jump over a 6-foot wall. But I know my expectation is I can't do that.
Right.
So I need to set clear expectations. Right. And, of course, the goals, I think everybody, no matter who you are, whether it be in business, personal, you should always be setting some kind of goals.
It's a healthy thing to do.
Period.
Don't wrap yourself up in it. Some people get crazy with that.
No.
Their life, especially around January, gets wrapped up in stupid-ass goals that they know they're never going to even reach.
Oh, you're talking about New Year's resolutions?
Yeah,
I don't make those anymore. Because I break them the first first hour of the next following year, typically. So, no. But, yeah. All right, so job training is good. Then you also have on here provide personal and professional development. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Let's talk about measuring performance.
Yeah.
So
that's
difficult.
My solution on measuring performance relates directly and cannot exclude expectations and goals.
I would agree.
Because, like I said, imagine a line, and that line has a bunch of hashtags on it, a bunch of hashes on it of things that you want or need employees to do. And at the lower end of that line are going to be your expectations. They just have to do that crap.
Right.
They don't have any other
options. This is what the job is.
They have to show up on time. They have to wear their personal protective equipment. They have to...
You talk about condoms?
Whatever. Is that what yeah. yeah. Depending on the job. So... But they have to do that stuff. And then maybe there's some job training stuff. So they have to complete certain level of job training. They have to complete certain levels of things. And then there are a whole string of things after that that you want them to do, but you're not going to require them to
do.
No,
right.
For
you'd like for them to do, and on their own initiative.
Yeah, and you're going to continue to encourage them, and you're going to dangle the carrots. Like, look at what happens when you get all the way over here and do all these things that I want you to do. So my thing is, you know, on that timeline, you draw a line for expectations. Further down the line, you draw a line for goals. That gives you three areas where employees sit. Either needs improvement, meets expectations, or exceeds expectations. Yeah. And that's it. And then apply all of that to your measure to your evaluation of employees, but only that. In other words, you create problems in your workplace when your buddy works for a cooler supervisor than you do, right? And so your buddy's getting this cool evaluation because his supervisor's cool, and you have kind of a dick for a supervisor, and he's not going to write you a cool evaluation, but maybe you're more productive than your buddy over there working for the cool supervisor. So when you cut out opinion, that literally an opinion cannot factor into it, you cut out the possibility of an inflated evaluation system. So that every one of those things has to, of necessity, be measurable. Right. Every expectation, every goal, every tick on that whole line of stuff has to be measurable.
But I can tell you that the guy that likes his supervisor and is getting along, or supervisor's cool, or however you want to put it,
and
versus the guy that has a supervisor that's a total dick, there's still... That there are two different opinions now. You have two different supervisors.
Right.
One's a dick, one's not.
Right.
Personally, I would rather work for the dick. I don't want to kiss anybody's ass. I just want to do my job.
But still,
so
in that scenario, the guy who's actually more productive but working for a dick supervisor is going to be held back more than the guy who's not as productive that's working for a cool supervisor.
Right. So, all right. So how do you...
You cut it out. No opinion.
How do you?
No one gives one shit what your opinion is. This is a business.
But
opinion has no business in business.
How do you integrate that into your supervisors that are two different, totally?
You change the evaluation system.
For the supervisor.
For everybody.
Well, but
the evaluation is, did the employee show up on time every day? And they have to have documentation of any time they did not. That's
right.
A yes or no question. There's no opinion.
Yeah.
It's yes or no. Were they ever written up for not wearing personal protective equipment? Yes or no? If they were, then they're going to be deemed for
right.
that. Did they complete this job training? Did they complete this personal development
training?
That's
the training? Easy
Did
part.
They, that's no, the, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
But what if about a guy that's going above? What if
yeah,
he's
because if he's going above,
to go more,
then,
do
then
more.
He's done this
he's
extra
done all this
job
stuff,
training.
Yeah,
and
he's done all
no,
the stuff
no,
he's supposed to.
There's 20 things between meets expectations and the goal line. So did he do those things? Did he complete this course and this course and this course and attend this activity and this thing and this whatever? Did he do those things? All the things on the evaluation are yes and no. You do not get meets or exceeds expectations unless you've done all of the things on the line
that
bring you
that.
To the goal line so that you're now in exceeds expectations. It's not your opinion of whether they did.
Right. You automatically get
yes.
to that as long as you fill in all those
You
points.
Have to do the things or you don't get it.
This is gonna
You can't just work for a cool supervisor and expect you're going to grease your way on through. No. Hell no.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Because I'm all about setting goals, and I do that for all my people. But, all right, you know, we're going to have to make this a series.
Oh, my God. We
do.
We're
going to have to make it a series because I think it's important for not just men, but women, too, because the workplace is full of both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Ken, go ahead and your website is KenCollinsMarketing.com?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a lot of this lined out, and you're doing courses, right?
I have a course that I've By the time this airs, it's been launched. So by the time you would go, by the time you would hear this episode and go to my website, there will be a link on there that will take you to the other website.
Okay, perfect.
For that training, yeah.
All right, so I definitely want to give that, because I think you're, this is not being done independently anywhere that I know of. At least right now. So
yeah, it's hard to find competitors for what I'm actually doing. There are people that pick off bits and pieces,
right?
You know, elements of that. And there's a lot of good advice out there. But I've kind of created a comprehensive system over working for DOD, working for local government, working for international corporations, and working for small businesses. And then spending, since 2009 now, helping countless small business owners, and so picking apart their internal workings and how that's all going. So I keep hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And so I thought, oh my God, I need to see if we can get something to help them. I need to put a course together for this.
All right, so. Listen, I appreciate it. We're close to the holidays, so
yes,
we're gonna have a good time. Take a little hiatus.
Yeah,
have a little Christmas cheer.
Do we have a best of episode coming up at some
point? Yeah, I'm going to pull, and we'll do a best of.
Cool.
That'll kind of help give us a little bit of a break as well.
I think it should be all the times that we talked about Ken's think tank on the show.
Fuck you. And the horse you rode in on.
That's
okay,
enough.
All right, I'll
That's
do
enough
that.
To fill a best of episode.
I will do that if you put all the times that you were on the wake-up call. Talk about the wake-up call. It's not very many.
So you're in a much
better driver's seat. I'm going to have to think of something else. I need more publicity, okay?
You do. Yeah. You do. We need to work on that.
All right. I'm spent. Bill, we'll give you another chance for a last word. If you like, you've just been sitting here taking this all in. I've seen smoke come out of your ears a couple of times.
Well, to paraphrase something that Ken said, but I'm going to do it in a Shakespearean way.
Oh, boy.
Fornicate thyself in the steed upon which thou didst arrive.
I saw that on a t-shirt. I love it. I want that t-shirt. I want it so much. Yeah. I want that t-shirt.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to add? I'm spent. My mind is mush.
There was another one. It was along the same lines. It was something
don't,
like...
Don't dip your pen in the company inkwell.
No. It was something about a satchel of Richards, but I forget that it was basically like suck a satchel of Richards, but it wasn't suck. It was like, I can't remember the word that went along with it. Yeah.
Okay. Time's up.
Love it.
Suck a sack of Richards.
Satchel.
Satchel. Satchel of Richards. It's out of here. We're going.
It's a purse.
Oh, it's a purse.